Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Steve, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Fine.
I took Albert to Thomas' home last night, and he told me that after our hearing, they have voted the $60 million for the supersonic transport.
Oh, I see. Fine.
So we've made the first hurdle on that.
Tell me, what's your organizational situation in regard to that transport now over at the FAA?
Well, I have a very good man that I'd like to put in charge of it. The vice president seems to be favorably disposed to him. The carriers and manufacturers have been complimenting him. He's a former airline vice president, Gordon Bain. We have him as a start. We have an Air Force officer assigned. We've got about 15 men now. A good nucleus.
What about, what's your idea about my getting somebody down here who's, if we can get them, somebody like, who's had a lot of experience in some of these financial deals, so that we can attempt to speak with some authority to the manufacturers and to the airlines to determine what percentage all of them are going to put up? I think it's a rather complicated business deal.
It is.
Make a fair estimate of what risk everybody should take. If we could get somebody like Crawford Greenwald to give it some time, attached here to the White House, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it would be very, very valuable to have somebody like that, because that's going to be the toughest part of it.
Yeah.
I think the easier part is getting money and deciding the technical details. The tough part is the economic and financial side.
Now, why don't I talk to a couple of people and see? There's no sense getting anybody unless you got one of the top financial people who was in a position to come down here and at least help advise us on the distribution of the risks, while your fellows could work on the and do the run it. But at least we'd have somebody over here who could be able to talk to some of these airlines and manufacturers with a good deal of authority. I don't know enough about it.
The only danger in it is that they would not negotiate here. They would come over to him. We'd have to tie the guy in charge of the actual operating the program very close to the fellow who was advising on finance, or otherwise they'd just bypass it.
Now
they're going to the vice president occasionally.
Well, that doesn't seem to me to be the way to do it, though. You know, he's not in a position to make any of these judgments in the long run. Let's see what we can get, and I'll talk to you before I get anybody. Let me ask you this, Chief. What about the... it's unfortunate that America's going ahead, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we've talked to C.R. Smith several times.
He's mad that he hasn't been permitted to do the merger. That's part of it, I understand.
That's a little of it, but he honestly, sincerely believes that this is a better airplane and he'll get it much sooner and cheaper.
Douglas says their airline is better, though they do admit the time problem.
I don't know.
Do you have a judgment about the airplanes?
I'm afraid, Mr. President, that if I were in Smith's position, on the record of Douglas to date, the price and the delivery time, I'd have to make the same decision. McNamara had a chance to buy 25 of the airplanes about 8 months ago when it was proposed by Douglas and Pat Brown. If he had done that, that would have broken the matter, and I think they could have gone ahead a lot faster and more confident. But he didn't have a high enough priority need. So I think we just lost this one. We tried. We never told America not to buy, because we don't have any basis for doing that.
What's your, how deep in is everybody with the French and the British now?
That's just gamesmanship so far.
Yeah.
Tripp is doing it. This fellow Bob Six of Continental is just promoting a little whoop-de-doo. They haven't stated a price, a delivery date, or a specification.
When do you figure to, when might you get all the money from the Congress? In a couple of months?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I think we're really in on that for this first round.
Yeah.
And if I could, I know you have a couple of people in mind. I'd like to send over to you a couple of thoughts on an individual and how he might be situated so he has your ear but doesn't divert the program direction away from here.
Yeah, who do you have? Do you want to send over the name?
Yes.
Good, I'll get on it. Thank you.
One other thing, Mr. President. Albert, has been having these cobalt radiation treatments.
Yeah.
And he thinks they have been reasonably successful, but he doesn't know whether he's going to live 2 months or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think it was marvelous that you and the Vice President and Larry urged him to run again, but I think that gives him a great deal of encouragement. I think he will if these treatments are successful.
Well, we'd miss the hell out of him.
I'm sorry they didn't let you eat a little more.
Oh, well, hell, I didn't want to eat that stuff.
Well, it was pretty rough. I was quite thrilled to be the only bureaucrat down there, and I wished I could have kept those guys
away. No, but I didn't want to eat any of that.
They couldn't.
I didn't want to eat. No, that was fine. Good, Gene. Bob, will you send me over the names today?
I'll do it, sir.
Okay. $5,000 for that, let's cut their budget another $100 million.
Precisely, Mr. President. The last word that they had for me yesterday after my talk to Pierre was...